Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 27.
Thank you for watching and listening to Table Talk. My name is Steve Summerall, and thank you very much for joining me. I've been sharing with you the last couple episodes about our responsibility. What are we supposed to be doing? And we're kind of getting down to the meat of things, the bread and butter thing, so to speak. Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 13. That simply says, you, and I know we hate to hear that. It says, you mean all of us? I'm not excluded. No, that's where the Lord puts his finger on you. He said, oh, but I'm not skilled, educated, eloquent. I'm tongue-tied. I don't have the right kind of personality. I'm shy. I can't get up and talk to people. But hey, when it says you, I guess the Lord means Y-O-U, you. And so he says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt, having lost its flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It goes on to say it's really good for nothing but to be thrown out, walked on under the foot of mankind. Then it says, you're the light of the world. You're the light of the world. And a city that is set on the hill just cannot be hid. You just can't do it. It's impossible. Neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but you put it under a candlestick. It gives light to all those that are then in the house. But let your light shine. One more time. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works. Works? Salvation? Works? No, it's by grace. We're not talking about salvation. We're talking about your reaction to people, of those that are destitute, those that are hungry, those that are lost, those that need shelter, those that basically need Jesus. I want to see your works. Just don't be a talker and a blabber about Christianity. Do something. Help somebody. And so the word says that they may see your good works and then glorify, not you, but they glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Wow. Salt of the earth. What in the world is that? I was in church one time talking about that, and it says, salt, what's salt good for? Well, it's a preservative. We certainly need that in our world. It brings flavor. It's seasoning. Oh, yeah. This world at its best, as far as God's concerned, is bland and needs the flavoring of believers, bringing hope into our world, bringing the joy into our world, excitement into our world of this world's not my home. I'm going to a better place. And this is called heaven. It ain't Tahiti. It's not Honolulu. There's a place better. Can you imagine that? A place better? Oh, yeah. A place called heaven. And so that's the salt part. We are the salt of the earth, the preservative, the flavoring of our world. But if you're not any good, you're going to be trampled underfoot, worth nothing. And I don't want God to say to any one of us, you're worth nothing. Because you refuse to be the salt. You refuse to be the flavoring of our world. But he went on and said, you know what? You're also the light of the world. It's been speculated that when Jesus was saying this in Matthew chapter 5, there is a city that's up on the hills above the Sea of Galilee, and the modern-day name of that city is called Sophet. And there are other villages around there that are up there. And he was saying, and maybe pointing to that little village, saying, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. It doesn't try to be light. It just is light. It not doesn't make itself obnoxious. It doesn't shout and scream and say, hello, I'm the light. I'm the light. I am the light. All I have to do is just shine. And for a whole lot of believers and people, we don't have to shout and scream who and what we are. Just be. Act like a believer. You know, a story's been told about a guy going to his neighbor and said, "Hey, do you want to become a Christian? Come to church with me and be just like I am?" The guy said, "Are you kidding me? All I hear you doing over there, your house is fighting and screaming and a lot of people crying and kids running around. Your house is all messed up. And you want me to come to church and act like you? No way. I'm not going to sign up for that." But believers, we should be the light. We should be the ones that are better, because the better one, the good one, the one is inside of us, being Jesus. I said, you have a lamp and you have a light and you put it on a candlestick so it shines to everybody in the house. Not underneath a bush. You're not trying to hide. You know, over the last several decades, we heard of people being, "Well, I'm coming out of the closet. I'm coming out of the closet." Well, believers, it's time to come out of the closet. Get that basket off of your light and shine Jesus. And I'm not saying you're going to take your Bible and hit somebody over there. Boom, you're going to hell. Boom, you're going to hell. You got to change the way you live and then shake your, you know, Bible in their face. Bring condemnation to them. No. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he might then destroy the works of the devil, because God was with him. And so we have the Word of God telling us about the love of God. You shine, you light up things, you do good works, because that's who and what we are. That is our nature. That should be our character. We should have the character of Christ inside of us, one who is also giving, helping, touching. And when did he do it inside of a church building? Seldom. So where did Jesus operate? Outside the church, outside the building. And it was as he was walking on the hillsides, at a well, at a pool, a man thought he was going to be healed because an angel came around and twirled it around. Jesus said, "Get up, walk, you're healed." Wow, I don't need an angel. I don't need the water to move, because the giver of life spoke to me. And so he just was who he was everywhere he was. The very first miracle, not in the church, not in the healing line, at a wedding. And it wasn't to get anybody healed. No. To alleviate pain. No. It was to make water into wine. I said, "Wow, Jesus, you really are a miracle worker. Wow, you really are the Son of God." I said, "Yes, I am." Do you remember when he said in the book of Luke, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me"? At the end of that passage, the end of that scripture, says, "Today that is fulfilled in your eyes and in your ears." And they couldn't believe it. "Jesus, you took our breath away. We thought you were just a carpenter's son. We thought you're one of us." And he said, "I am one of you, but I'm one of his. This day is that scripture fulfilled, that I am the one promised. I am the Messiah." And all of a sudden, the people that applauded him hated him. And we're going to kill him because he spoke the truth. Sometimes speaking the truth has a price, but you got to be willing to pay that price. And so you're called to be light, called to be salt, called to put that candle on a lampstand so that all can see, and just glow. Just be who you are. You don't have to be obnoxious. You don't have to be opinionated. You don't have to beat people over the head with your doctrine. All you got to do is show them the love of God and say, "This is the way. Follow him. Don't follow me. Follow him." And then there'll be a follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our responsibility. Go, do the work, get your hands dirty, bless people, help them. That's what he's called us all to do. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.